Groups that are fighting to preserve community gardens in fast-developing Philadelphia neighborhoods say the city's land bank creates unnecessary hurdles. Sophia Schmidt of WHYY's Plan Philly reports.
Philly's land bank may transfer vacant lots to community groups and nonprofits at nominal or discounted prices, so neighbors can keep using the land to grow food. But the agency added a requirement a few years ago that makes it hard for groups to accept the terms, says Mimi McKenzie, legal director at the Public Interest Law Center. McKenzie says a required 30-year lease with a balance that automatically reduces each year creates financial complexity for small organizations and means the city could take back the land if certain conditions aren't met.
This land is still really vulnerable and not permanently preserved as gardens and green space.
Land bank staff argue the self-amortizing mortgage prevents land recipients from flipping properties to developers and gives the city recourse if properties are not maintained. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.